In today's Mishnah, we're in the fourth and fifth Mishnah from the third Perek of Masech to Gittin. Mishnah begins, Shosha Dvarim Amar Reb Elazar Ben Parta Lifnei Chachamim V'kiyamu Et Dvarav. So there were three halachas that Reb Elazar Ben Parta said before the Chachamim, and they accepted it. The first is Al Irshi Kifa Karkom. So first is a city that is under siege, Val Svina Hamitarefet, or a ship that is being tossed about in a storm, Val Yotze Ledin, and a person who is going to be tried in a capital case. In all those situations, shehen bechezka kayamin, that we assume that the person undergoing one of these three experiences is still alive. We'll see the daf gemara in a moment. Aval irusha kvasha karkom, however, a city that has been under siege and have breached the walls, and we're not sure who has been killed in the ensuing battle, usfina she'abda bayam, or a ship that has been sunk, that is a result of the storm, or an individual who has been tried in a capital case and being taken out to be killed. In those situations, not nin alehem, we place on that individual chumrei chayim v'chumrei meitim. We have a safek, we have a doubt whether the individual is still alive at that point, and therefore, since it's a safek, we apply stringencies, assuming he's either alive or dead, depending on the halacha. So, for example, a bat Yisrael kohen. So this is a girl who is a bas Yisrael, who is not allowed to eat truma. It's only by virtue of being married to a kohen, assuming they don't have any children, that she can continue to eat truma. So therefore, in that situation, we have to assume that maybe the husband is dead, and therefore we would not allow her to have truma. Or a bat kohen who is married to Israel. In this situation, a bat kohen, while she was in a father's house, she can eat truma, but now she's married to an Israel, she's no longer allowed to eat truma. So in that situation, the chumra would be, the stringency would be, to assume the husband is still alive. In both situations, we say chomer chayim v'chomer meitim, and the person cannot eat from truma. I leave you for time. Kanti goes an extension in terms of what type of beitin we're dealing with. An individual who has been tried in a capital case and being taken out to be killed. The Gemara differentiates between if it's a beitin shi Israel, beitin shel goyim. In terms of at what point do we start saying, look, there's no hope anymore. We assume this individual is dead. But I'll leave that for your own further study. Let's learn Mishnah Hey. Mishnah says, Hamivi get married to Israel. If someone is bringing a get from location to location within Eretz Israel, importantly, that means I don't have to say Befnei Nechta, Befnei Nechtam. And Vechala, an individual gets sick, and he cannot go any further. We say, Hare Zeh Meshalcho Biyad Acher. What he can do is they can nominate another Shaliach to continue taking the get. The Batanura points out here, it doesn't have to be in front of Beit Din. He's able to simply select another individual, say, can you please take the get? Now, it's important here that the person is unwell and cannot continue. It's not that just you can't be bothered, because generally we are concerned that the Baal, the husband, is makbid, that this particular person is taking the get onward. And he would be makbid, to be particular if this shalich passed it on to somebody else, and mevatel the shlichut, undo the agency, and therefore it wouldn't be considered a proper get. However, if this individual, his original shliach, became sick, then we can assume he'd be happy with the get being handed on to somebody else. However, ima marlo, if the husband said, toli hemenu chefetz ploni, if he said, when you give the get, I want you to take a particular object and give it back to me, bring it back to me, then lo yishachena biyad acher, then you cannot send it with anybody else. Why? She'ein ritzono, the will of the husband is she'e piktono biyad acher. He doesn't want it to be in anybody else's hands. So the simple understanding means, since he instructed this individual to retrieve this particular object from his wife, that he didn't want anyone else to do it. However, Kanti explains, citing the Gemara, that really depends. In other words, what would be wrong with somebody else doing it? So the issue is as follows. If he says, give her this get, and then I'd like you to retrieve this particular item from her, then really we say don't send it with somebody else. However, if he did send it with somebody else, meaning the shaliach passed it on to somebody else, it would still be a get. The reason is, the fact that it's in somebody else's possession, meaning not in the original shaliach, this object's in, say, a third party, that wouldn't be a reason to mevatel shlichut. The issue is as follows. If the husband said, I want you to take this object, retrieve it from my wife, and only after then give her the get to divorce her, we find here that the husband is makbid, that the get will only be handed over once this object has been retrieved from his wife. If it would be the other way round, then we find that it would be a get, because that isn't the conditions under which you want the get to be handed over. So whether it is the original shaliach, or somebody else that did it out of order, it wouldn't be a get. So what the Mishnah is saying, when it says lo yishalchenu b'yad acher, is because the concern is that when the shaliach is handing it over to this next person to give over the get, we're concerned that he won't give over the instructions accurately, meaning he might switch the order around, and then what would happen is this: when this second shaliach, the next person who's actually physically going on to hand over the get, he might get the instructions wrong around and not be particular with the details the husband was makbid on, that the object has to be retrieved specifically prior to the handing over the get, and there will be a big problem, and the get would be pasul. That's why it says, lo yishalchenu biyad acher, it shouldn't be handed over to somebody else, again, out of concern the instructions won't be executed as instructed, and the get won't be a kosher get. Those are the Mishnah today.